Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone. This is Reverend Bishop Christina Rake, head of the Charismatic Universalist Church, centered here in Chicago, Illinois, at least for the moment. I'm on because we did what I intended to be our last broadcast on May 5th. However, I had several talks with Blog Talk and I've also received a swell of support and request to stay here on Blog Talk, so we're going to give it another go. You're going to find our regular Sunday service at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning Central Standard Time. We will return this Sunday. On Friday evenings, we will continue to have our psychic call-in service, where you'll have the opportunity to have grief counseling, to talk to those who have passed on, to ask me questions. And we are just going to continue with our ministry here on Blog Talk. We are going to add to it a ministry in which we go on YouTube, place different talks and lectures on there from my past and also from this radio show. And those will be accompanied by new art, photography from friends, different business advertisements, which we're happy to promote there. So we will be taking advertising revenue for the YouTube episodes, and you can certainly give me an email at charismatic.universalist@gmail.com. Ask me for information about that. Our rates are very, very low. We only use that service in order to raise funds for this one. Before I go any further, though, I would like to say a prayer for those who were devastated by the tornadoes out in Texas and then, dear God, Oklahoma. I know our hearts are all breaking for the stories we heard out there of devastation and also of courage. So let us pray for them before we go any further with my own selfish announcement. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, the Father of mercies, our daddy and our help, we do not even have the words for the sorrow we feel. We can do nothing but cry with compassion for those whose very lives were ended and whose entire world was devastated in one fell swoop of wind and terror. We know you were there, herding people into safety, prompting the teachers of that elementary school to lay atop their students and shield children, not their own, with their very own bodies. We thank you for those who rushed into danger to save others, for those who took strangers into their home for safety and shelter, for those who are there right now to help, and for those who will give their time, talent, treasure, and prayers in the future. Lord, we never understand why random horror comes upon us, but we know you do not send suffering. The cross has taught us that we have a God who cries with us and for us, not because of us. Let this at least be our solace as we rush to the side of our brothers and sisters in Texas and particularly Oklahoma and help them bury their dead, grieve their losses, and rebuild their lives. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Of course, you're all aware of the need down there, and I encourage you to give money to those charities who help people in these situations. I personally highly recommend the Red Cross, and most particularly Catholic Charities. Those are the two organizations you know will get the money down there, get the help down there, and can do so at a very low cost, so that for a $10 donation, $8 will get to those people, and $2 will be lost to administrative costs. You can be a nonprofit and give only 10% of donations to the people you're helping. I don't know if you're aware of that, so you need to be careful what charities you give to. Those two, I promise you, will get down there. So I would like to just remind everyone that we will be back on the air on Blog Talk Radio this Sunday. I believe that is the 26th, May 26th, Memorial Day weekend. We'll be on the air on Sunday. You can come here and get our archived episodes on Friday for the call-in show, and then on Sunday for our Sunday worship and Bible study. I certainly hope you will continue to stay with us here. Those of you who have contacted me, those of you who have come to us to listen to the last episode, because it turns out it wasn't. And we will continue to move forward in the future with our absolutely wonderful programming and with our desire to help all of you in your times of trouble and need. I'll just tell you a little story before I go. There was a gentleman who got on a plane. He was an atheist. He was a bit of a pain in the neck. He gets on the plane, and he sits next to a little girl, and he notices that she has a children's Bible on the seat next to her. So he turns to her, and he says, "You know, it's customary for people who are traveling together to have conversations." And she put down her magazine and looked at him and said, "Well, what do you want to talk about?" And he smugly replied, "Well, how about the fact that there is no God, and anyone who believes in him is believing a childish fairy tale?" And she said, "You know what? Before we do that, can I ask you a question?" And he said, "Sure, what is it?" And she said, "When cows defecate, their poop comes out in these patties. When dogs do it, it comes out in tubes. When wombats do it, they come out in squares. And when owls do it, they come out in furry pellets. Why is that?" And stunned, he just looks at her and shakes his head and says, I don't know." And she says, "Well, if you don't know shit, what makes you qualified to talk about God in the afterlife?" I shall leave you with that for the week as I go now, and hope you'll join us this Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time for our show, and come back to us in the future. Everybody have an absolutely wonderful week. God bless you, and I hope to be seeing you again soon.